We're also distributing to you a copy of a report that the RAND company put forth, and it's a study of three different surveys that have been done on the economic impact of crime. And the three reports, we're working with RAND to get one that's much more specific to Los Angeles for this year. But the minimum cost of a homicide, for example, in those three surveys, the economic impact is $4 million. If you take into account that homicides have declined by over 300 a year since 2002, 300 multiplied by $4 million is $1.2 billion. That figure is coincidental with our budget. Our budget is approximately $1.2 billion. So the reduction in homicides alone has had a positive impact, economic impact, based on that RAND study that equals almost our budget. We are an investment, and one of the reasons why Mayor Villagosa is so adamant, even in these tough times, about continuing to invest in public safety is he gets a very good rate of return. The public in the city gets a very good rate of return on that investment in its police force. So the crime numbers continue to look very good. And to give you one example of how significant some of these crime reductions are, in 1992, we had approximately 164 murders in the 77th area of the city. In that one area of the city, 164. So far this year, we've had two. We were averaging 13 a month back then. We've had two in 3 months. So there's just an indicator of how much the, I've just gotten up to the minute corrected figures, four. But even with four, that's still on the average of one approximately every 30 days. So that is just one example in one of the most difficult crime areas of the city, how dramatically the crime situation has been turning around. Great cooperation from the public and certainly a lot of very hard work on the part of the police. So that's the crime report for today. Gang crime numbers look as good. Gang crime is down fairly dramatically, 13.1%. We have set a goal of 15% crime reduction, so we're moving toward that goal. And gang homicides, as of the 14th of this month, they're down 28%. There have been 13 fewer gang murders this year versus the same time last year. So we're looking very good on the crime information.